You have now prepared yourself for yoga nidra. You are lying on the back with the legs a little apart, the arms down beside the body. So the palms are pointing upwards on their own. And you are ready for yoga nidra. Just see that you are lying so comfortable that you don't need to move the body anymore. That you can lie completely still during the whole relaxation. And also, prepare yourself mentally. Say to yourself, I'm now going to practice yoga nidra, and I will stay awake and aware. And the only thing you need to do here is just to follow, listening, and relax. Be now aware of the body lying in this position in Savasana. Feel the whole body. The whole body, from the sole of the feet up to the top of the head. Out in the fingertips. The whole body. Be aware of the whole body. Ready for yoga nidra. And be also aware of the breath. Be aware of how the body is breathing right now. Just let it continue on its own. The spontaneous breath. Experiencing how the body is breathing. Air is flowing in, air flows out. The breath in the body. And we'll start with the solution, the sankalpa. The sankalpa you decide here, it will for sure manifest and express itself in your life. All you need to do is just to mention it here and let it sink deep down in your consciousness. And continue to repeating it until it is fulfilled before you changing it to another one. Make it as a positive, forward-directed resolution. And we will even come back to it in the end of yoga nidra. Yoga nidra starts. First go to the right hand and feel the thumb with the right hand. The index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. All five fingers, palm, middle of the palm, back of the hand, whole right hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, armpit, right side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf muscle, ankle, the right foot, the sole of the foot, the heel, the arch in the sole, the ball, big toe, the second toe, third, fourth, little toe, all five toes. Change to the left hand, feel the left hand, the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, palm, middle of the palm, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, armpit, left side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, left knee, back of the knee, calf muscle, ankle, left foot, sole of the foot, heel, arch in the sole, ball, big toe, second toe, third, fourth, little toe. And now feel both soles of the feet. Both soles of the feet. And then go to the right buttock, left buttock, whole buttock, the right side of the back, left side of the back, the whole back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, both, the whole spinal cord, the neck, the back of the head, the top of the back of the head, the top of the head, the skull, right temple, left temple, both, right ear, left ear, both ears, forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, both eyebrows, the eyebrow center, between the eyebrows, the third eye, left eye, both eyes, the nose, only the tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, both nostrils together, right cheek, left cheek, upper lip, tongue, teeth, lower lip, both lips, chin, throat, right chest, the left chest, the middle of the chest, the heart, abdomen, navel, the whole pelvic floor, sexual organ, anus. And now feel the whole right leg, the whole left leg, both legs. Feel the whole right arm, the whole left arm, both arms together. Feel the whole upper part of the body, the stomach, the chest, the back, and the whole head. And be now aware of the whole body. The whole body. Be aware of how you can fill out the body from inside with your awareness. Experience it for a moment, the form of the body. Your body form. Experiencing how this body form filled out space here in the room. The whole body. The whole body. The whole body. I'm awake. I'm aware. I'm practicing yoga nidra. And now be aware of the feeling of heaviness in the body. Heaviness all over. You have awakened your capacity to experiencing heaviness. It's like the body is getting heavier and heavier. It's like the body sinks into the floor, so heavy is it. Heaviness. The entire body is feeling heavy. It's the feeling that you can't move the body from the floor. It's so heavy. Heavy as a rock. Heaviness in the entire body. You are just letting go and experiencing heaviness. Heaviness all over. Now be aware of the feeling of lightness, experiencing how you can change it into lightness and weightlessness. Now it feels like the body is floating. It's so light. It's light as air, light as a cloud. So light, the feeling of lightness. Feeling of weightlessness, floating free in the room, to experiencing weightlessness in the whole body. And from here, come back again to your normal body weight and experiencing the contact between the body and the floor. And be now aware of the feeling of warmth, heat. For example, a hot summer day, you're outside taking a sun bath, just lying there in the sun. You can feel the warm sun from above and the whole body is starting to sweat. The feeling of warmth and heat. But you're just lying there and let the body be hot and warm. It's like the body is melting, so warm is it. Warmth and heat in the whole body. Or go to the area of the navel and experiencing there as the sun shine out and make the whole body warm. Heat and warmth in the entire body. Remember how it is to go barefooted on a cold floor? To touch something cold, like ice and snow, cold water, something from the refrigerator. Or imagine, think how you have decided to experiencing coldness, real coldness. You have decided to go into ice cold water and to investigate it and experiencing it. You accept it and you relax with it. You allowed it to go in and touch you in under the skin. The feeling of coldness. It's freezing cold. But what did it feel like when just accepted and allowed it to be there? Experiencing the feeling of coldness. To just accept it and appreciate it. And experiencing it. Coldness in the entire body. Now experiencing pain. Somewhere in the body. Remember last time you had a pain? Or perhaps you have one right here now. Then go to the place there and experiencing the pain there. What did it feel like? Can you find the center of the pain? And keep holding on to it. How big is it? How much space take it? This pain. And see what's happened. When you just continue to hold on and focus on the pain and experiencing it, accepting it and investigating it. Pain somewhere in the body. Experiencing now the feeling of happiness. The feeling of happiness and contentment. This feeling that is rising sometimes without any reason suddenly is there and it fills you. And it spread out in the whole being. This source is coming from inside. You have this source in you. It is your natural state. Ananda. Happiness. All you need to do is just to allow it to be there. Experiencing this feeling. Happiness. It shines out from you. In all your actions. Happiness. Your natural state. And it's always there. You only need to allow it to fill you. Happiness and contentment and joy. Your inner natural state. Happiness. Happiness all over, inside and around you. I'm awake. I'm aware, I'm following Yoga Nidra. And now, the chakras. The places where energy, body, and feeling are meeting each other. We start down the bottom of the body. Muladhara chakra, the root chakra there. Muladhara. Located in the vagina, just in front of the uterus. For the women, for the men, it's between the sexual organ and the anus. The perineum there, just a little few centimeters up above there. Feel this space, feel this spot and place. It's your earth connection. It's like here you stand with both feet. Your earth connection. Muladhara. Muladhara, the root chakra. Then, going a little higher up. It's just above the pubic bone and from there going backward into the base of the spine. Svadhisthana, also called the sexual chakra. The sexual energy is located here in this area. Svadhisthana, which also means your own place. Feel this area there down the base of the spine. Then move up to Manipura. In the front is the navel. And moving from there backwards into the spine somewhere, find a point there connected to the navel area. Manipura chakra. The place of the jewel. Feel this area there. Hear the fire burning, the will. Manipura chakra, shining strong and bright. Then go up to the middle of the chest in the height of the heart, the space of the heart, Anahata, the unbroken sound. And it's here you're experiencing when you're really happy and also when you have sorrow. It will express itself. You can feel it there in Anahata, the space of the heart. Go to this area here and experiencing it. Anahata. Then going up to Vishuddhi in the throat. Feel Vishuddhi there in the throat. Vishuddhi means the cleansing chakra. Experiencing this point there and in the throat and from there going backward into the spine. Vishuddhi chakra. VQD is also connected to the ether, the space around us. VQD, the cleansing chakra. Then move up to the eyebrow center between the eyebrows, a point there, and from there moving backward into the middle of the head, into Ajna. Ajna chakra, the third eye, the guru chakra, the control chakra. Experiencing this area there in the middle of the head. And then move up to the back of the top of the head, a point, bindu, or the drop is also called. It's up on the top of the back of the head. Feel this point and area there, a tiny point, bindu. Then up to the top of the head, Sahasrara chakra. Sahasrara, the crown chakra, our connection upwards. Sahasrara means the flower with thousands of petals. Sahasrara chakra. You can also connect to the chakras with the help of mantras. So now I will go down again through the chakras and singing the mantras on the way down. For Sahasrara and all the other chakras in the head and above, it is the mantra of the sound of Om. Vishuddhi. Hum. Hum. Anahata. Yam. Yam. Manipura. Ram. Ram. And Svadhisthan. Vam. Vam. Muladhara, lam, lam. See a summer day out on the countryside. You are bicycling on a little road there. Everything is just so fresh and green. It's warm. The sound of the birds. All the fields around you. Some fields are where they're growing corn, and another field is just full of sun roses. Animals are going there, eating grass, cows. A group of horses is running over the field. A summer landscape. Full of smells and sounds. Blue sky and a few clouds drifting over the sky. See a autumn day. Right there where after the first night of frost, all the leaves had changed into yellow, red, and orange. The leaves are falling down from the trees and just landing there on the ground. An autumn day. Its days are shorter, it gets cooler. It's autumn. Now see winter day. It's white all over. It's freezing cold. All the lakes are frozen. And the sun is just above the trees, but when it shines down on the snow there, you can see all the snow crystals there shining and blinking in the snow. The feeling of the fresh air in the nose. The tracks after yourself. Winter day. Everything is covered in snow. Everything is resting under the snow. Waiting for the spring. And now see the day of the spring. When the warmth, the heat have come back again. Trees and bushes is just standing there, start to opening. The first flowers is already there. And when you look up in the sky, you can see the birds in big groups. Geese are coming in over on their way up to the north. And it's just so full of life, power all over. Everything is waking up again. The light, the warmth is back again. A spring day. See now a mountain with snow on the top. A group of dolphins playing in the ocean. See a full moon. A starlit night. Thousands of stars out there. See a circle with a point in the middle. A circle with a cross in. The Chinese symbol for yin and yang. See Buddha sitting under a tree, meditating. Jesus standing with open arms. See Amma and Bhagavan giving their blessing. See a big temple, a huge temple where thousands of people can meditate. See all this activity around this temple and how it raises itself up against the sky. It's a temple made for all religions. See the eyes from a human being. The eyes for a newborn child. See a red rose, an old tree, hundreds of years old, stretching high up above to the sky. The roots deep planted in the soil. See a river on its way to the ocean. See how the river and the ocean mixed up. And now, beware of the room around you. Experiencing the room you are lying in. experiencing the room around, this landscape and this place. Experiencing the room around the earth, the room of the universe. And now, going in, sides, in your head, and experiencing your own inner room, there where you're experiencing your thoughts and your dreams. And from here, experiencing yourself. Who am I? Am I the body? Am I the thoughts, feelings, emotions? Am I the sex I have? Am I the name I'm called? Who am I? I am the witnessing consciousness. I'm not the body. It changes, get old, and died. I'm not the thoughts or the feelings, emotions. They're coming and going. I'm not the sex I have. I'm not the name people call me. I'm the witnessing consciousness behind it all. That is in itself shining and witnessing consciousness, experiencing it all. I am this witnessing consciousness. Here in a little while, this Yoga Nidra is over. And it's now time for you again to repeat your resolution. In a little while, I will say Om Tat Sat 3 times, and you've come out of the relaxation again, ready to meet the rest of the day with clarity and energy. Be now aware of the body again, lying here on the floor. Feel the contact between the body and the floor. Get a good contact with the body. Then start to move the body. Move the fingers and the toes. And open the eyes and take a look around here in the room where you are. Take your time to get a good contact with the surrounding. Listen to the sound. And yeah, perhaps you feel like stretching the body, then please do that. And sit up. Yoga Nidra is over. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat.